If you didn't know Pope Benedict was coming to Lebanon, you might be forgiven, especially if you're not a Christian or from these parts. But once you've arrived in Beirut, especially at the International Hariri Airport, you can't fail to miss the posters with close-ups of the smiling Pope and messages welcoming him in Arabic, French, English, and Italian. Messages like Pax Vobis, the Latin for peace be with you. And that is the message that Pope Benedict will be bringing with him to this region, so full of hope and desire for change from the Arab Spring, yet so troubled by conflict and rife with mistrust and misunderstanding between people of different ethnic groups and religious faiths. But ever the land of contrasts, Lebanon offers a very different picture. Despite lingering tensions since the 1975 and 1990 civil war, the country's 18 different sects generally respect each other and enjoy similar civil rights and freedoms. Here in Beirut, Wednesday night, thousands turned out for another kind of demonstration, one of love and hope, as Muslims joined Christians to pray and entrust to Our Lady Pope Benedict's weekend visit.
Mary is like mother for all a human is not just for Christian. We believe in, because we are Muslim, you know. And
Jesus is a prophet also. Prophet.
I hope I'm here to see the Pope, because I never see him. 2,000 years we live together. I want 2,000 also again year to live together and live in peace and everybody happy.
Crossing the war period's green line, the site of bitter and bloody battles between them, Christians and Muslims found themselves together, praying and calling for a different future, where barriers such as these will remain only vague memories. In Beirut, awaiting Pope Benedict, I'm Tracy McClure.